whisperwatch.com.
I'm coming to y'all today after another day of people talking about Donald Trump and that big lunkhead collapsing in on itself. I just cannot with this nonsense. You know, what ticks me off the most is that now, after all the things he said about Barack Obama and about him not being legitimate, about questioning whether or not he was born in this country, about everything, all of this stupid, incredibly stupid stuff he said about Barack Obama, now, all of a sudden he goes too far. I mean, really? This man has basically said, I don't believe the person that most Americans voted for is an actual U.S. citizen, just because I feel like he's not. He wouldn't outright say that it is because of Barack Obama's skin color or his upbringing or the fact that he's biracial or whatever the situation is. He never said that out of his mouth in public. But quite frankly, given the ridiculous comments he's made about Mexican people and people from South America coming here spreading their diseases and being rapists and murderers, I can only imagine what he said in private. See, he's better. He knows better than to actually say the things about black people and to put that on front streets. He may have said a couple of little slick statements here and there, but certainly nothing like what he's doing right now. And every time I hear him talk right now about anything, and I try to avoid him like a plague, but that fool is ridiculous. He is ridiculous. He was always ridiculous. He was ridiculous when he was talking about needing to see the long form of Barack Obama's birth certificate. This is my problem. Why is it that it took the public disrespect of this other growing minority in the country for people to go off this way? Why didn't this reaction happen when he was talking about black Barack Obama? I guess because black people aren't growing in this country in the numbers that, you know, Latino people are growing. Is that the reason? Is it? I mean, y'all already think that black people, they don't deserve the same respect that this other growing minority group of people. I hate that word. I hate the word minority, but I'm trying to distill it. I'm trying to give you the information right quick so you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But do you think if he were talking about the blacks the way he's talking about the Mexicans or the Hispanics or the Latinos, do you think as many people would be as outraged to the extent where they start to pull money? Or will you think they just hide behind the, oh, those statements are terrible, I don't agree, but they'll still do business with him? Because all of these people were still doing business with Donald Trump when he was going off about Barack Obama, when he was saying that the majority of the people in the United States who voted for black Obama was voting for an illegal. And maybe that's just his bugaboo. Maybe he thinks everybody who ain't white and rich are illegal or don't deserve a place in America or don't deserve a place in the leadership of America. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe he has a bugaboo with people who look like the people he employs being in positions of power. Maybe his bugaboo is that Latinos in this country are going to be way more powerful than they have been previously in this country. Maybe that's his bugaboo. He doesn't like to share power, or he doesn't like the idea of having to, quote, share power with anybody. And maybe that is a product of him being steeped in, again, these white supremacist systems. These systems that tell men like him that they deserve everything they've gotten. And the proof is in the fact that they're rich. And anybody who doesn't come from that same background or have those same values about anything don't deserve to have any type of power. They don't deserve to be treated with any type of respect. Somebody who can say what he said over and over and over again and hear all of the people saying, you need to go sit your ass down somewhere because you don't know what you're talking about, and still say what he says in public. So just imagine what he's saying in private. But saying what he's saying in public and still, you know, being like the Wall Street version of Kim Kardashian He's just going to make as much of a spectacle out of himself as possible so that he can remain relevant in some way. But I don't think he understood. And I still don't think he gets it. I still don't think he understands the seriousness, the serious situation that he's in right now. Because people are not going to forget this. They ain't gonna forget it. Because again, it ain't about black people this time. Okay. So that's why they're not gonna forget it. They ain't gonna forget it because it ain't about black people. He's not going off about the blacks. And again, I can fault him for a lot of stuff, but I fault the media more because they are drawn to this type of nonsense, this type of ridiculousness. They are drawn to it like flies are drawn to shit. This is what they thrive off of. And the only person I've ever heard even bring up the ludicrous comments he made about Barack Obama in comparison to what he's saying right now and how people are responding to him is Joyanne Reed on MSNBC. And she basically said there are a lot of black people who were through with Donald Trump a long time ago when he was going off on Barack Obama. But again, the root, and I always like to get to the root. There's a root to this. Like I already brought up, there is a root to this that says, you Donald Trump, you white, straight male who is rich, who owns land, who owns businesses, are somehow in a position to be able to say whatever you want to say about anybody. And what I still think is shocking to him is that he's actually having to suffer some consequences. Some of this stuff is starting to bite at his wallet. And maybe that is the only thing that's going to wake him up. Losing some of that money, making that wallet a whole lot lighter, and see how that's going to affect the way he acts in the upcoming weeks and what he has to say. Will he still be as ridiculous as he's being right now? Will he go away and cower? Or will he double, triple, quadruple down on the same stuff that he's been saying so far? But again, that's that attitude that comes out of being born and bred in a system of white supremacy. He feels like he can say whatever he wants to say and that he's right and everybody else is wrong. Because if he were wrong, then he wouldn't be rich. He wouldn't be in positions of power. If he were wrong, then he wouldn't be getting any type of positive feedback related to money. Because that's what the whole system is based on, right? Money. If you're making this amount of money, then you must be doing something right, or else you wouldn't be getting rewarded in such a manner. So he feels like, in my opinion, that the thoughts he's had about immigrants, about Mexicans and Colombians and everybody from South America, Latinos, he feels like those comments are valid. Otherwise, he would be poor. And that's what this white supremacist system tells you. A white supremacist system based on money tells you that you're right because you are rich. And if you were wrong about your opinions, then you would be poor. And he's come up through all of that, all of the ranks, and all of this hoity-toity, la-di-da, Ivy League shit. And it has reinforced over and over again. Each time he makes a business deal, each time he makes $1 million, each time he loses $1 million and is able to get out of it by filing for bankruptcy. I mean, all of these things seek to reinforce that white supremacist stereotype, that white supremacist system, that white supremacist attitude that you feel how you feel, and because you feel that way about those other people, then you're right. Because you're rich. Because if you were wrong, you would be poor. And I will say it again. That's why he feels, in my opinion, like he can say whatever the he wants to say about anybody. Because of that privilege. That privilege of being a white, straight male who is rich in this society. And people are like, well, you know, maybe he's just saying it for attention. Maybe he's just, no, honey, no, no, no. You don't say racist stereotypes and push them out there and quadruple down on them just for attention. For what? He could buy attention. I mean, you know, as soon as he finishes filing for bankruptcy and restructuring that debt, he still has enough left over to buy attention. It's not like he's hurting for attention. He puts his name on every building he builds. Please. This is not about attention. You don't just up and come out your mouth with these type of ridiculous statements because you want attention. That's not a good enough reason to me. And that seems like an excuse that some people want to make because they don't want to take this seriously. They don't want to seriously deal with the bigger picture, what's at the root, because for them, that may be hitting a little bit too close to home for them too. Do you honestly think another white male of privilege is going to tell Donald Trump, you only feel that way because you are a white male of privilege? Because what does that say about them? Nobody's gonna really say that and just really stick it to him and just stand their ground and not let him bully them into not talking or not expressing themselves. And in light of this man's ridiculous commentary on Mexicans, people are starting to go back and research a lot of things on this man. And I'm looking online right now at an article from the Huffington Post, dated April 29th, 2011, titled, Donald Trump was once sued by Justice Department for not renting to blacks. But you know, the blacks, I thought they loved him. Please. And that was his actual comment. Let me read the quote. And this is from Donald Trump. Quote, I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks. The black what? What are you talking about? You talking about black people? You talking about a black pen, a black chair, a black phone? What you mean the blacks? Out of my face with that. And his colorful language about the minorities and the blacks led people to do a whole lot of digging way back in 2011, where they found that the Justice Department sued a real estate company called Trump Management Corporation, where Trump was the company's president at the time, way back. Okay, so this isn't any newfangled hatred towards people who are not white when he's talking about those Mexicans rapists, those Mexican rapists and murderers who are bringing disease across the border. This is not new. This goes way back, child. This ain't new. But anyway, the case against Trump Management Corporation was that they had discriminated against black folk who wished to rent apartments in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. Now, the Justice Department said that they would quote different prices to black people, or they would lie to black people that the apartments were no longer available when they would try to come and rent them. And again, this is all part of the system. This white supremacist system where someone can set rules based on whether you have black skin or white skin. This is part of the system that is in place where people with power can tell people who don't have it or people who are trying to move up in the world, they can make the rules. They can say, we're not going to allow you to be in this space because you are black and you don't deserve it. So when people are concerned, or they say that, you know, everything is on a level playing field right now, or that all of this stuff happened against black people so long ago that we should all have our acts together by now. This was 1973, not 1873, where these people were telling black people, no, you can't live here. You can't exist in our space. We're not going to allow you to exist in our space and get the kind of connections that we have or the kind of access to education that we have. You don't deserve to be in this space. Point blank period, because you are black. And about that case, Trump did what they always do. They made threats. They called it absolutely absurd. They did all type of media damage control. And then 2 years later, ultimately ended up selling the case, according to the Huffington Post's report. And as a result of the agreement, the settlement agreement, Trump was actually required to send its list of vacancies for all of those 15,000 apartments to civil rights groups so they can give black people first priority or first crack at those apartments. Now, of course, you know... Of course, you know, honey, when you don't control the system, it will always find a way to keep you out. Now, I'm sure somebody would have thought at the time that that was a futile thing to do. because he just could have said each apartment is $1,000,000,000 and kept everybody out, or purposely set it so high that he didn't think certain families, hint, hint, wink, wink, certain families could afford to buy them. Because you know why? Because that is the system. It is an infrastructure set up to purposely protect the people who control it. And when you try to beat your head against the wall and force yourself into it, there are always caveats. Even if they lose, they win in the end. Because that's the way it is. That is the way it is. And of course, 3 years after that, the Justice Department was back on his because he still, according to the Justice Department's allegations, he was still continuing to discriminate against black folk. I mean, the Huffington Post article lays this all out. You want to read about the details, go over to the site. I'll have a link that you can click on over at whisperwatch.com or on YouTube if this podcast is posted to YouTube, so you can see what that whole thing was about. So I mean, this attitude is not new in any way, shape, or form. It is not new. It is the way he is, according to reports. Up to now, he hasn't been stupid enough to say how he really feels. The system that he lives in, the business world that he lives in, the white supremacist systems that protect him and the generation before him and the generation before that and the generation before that makes sure that people have this type of attitude, even if they don't mean it, even if they don't want to, but especially if they mean it and especially if they want to. Social media didn't exist back then, and so maybe that's why it didn't take off the way his antics are taking off right now. So I'll give you that. But trust me, now that social media exists, I want to see all of this coming out. I want to see all of these bones falling out of his closet, because I can't think of a better person who deserves it right now. I just feel like he's playing fast and loose with this mess. There are a few things I can think of that are more tragic than Donald Trump having the power of the presidency of the United States behind him on top of everything else. But that would be a tragedy, in my opinion. So what I'm gonna need is for Donald Trump to keep talking. Okay? Let him keep talking. Let him keep digging and digging and digging that hole further and further and further. But I also want the people who are now interested in it, because it's about Hispanics or Latinos, now that it's about them, now y'all are all over the story, I want y'all also to open up that closet door and let all them bones come falling out on the floor right in front of you at your feet. And I want you to point to each one, and I want you to talk about it for hours and hours and hours at a time, day after day after day, the same way you were doing for this story. The outer circumstances are different, yes, but it remains a pattern. It remains a pattern. Talk about the pattern, talk about the history, and talk about this system, this white privilege, this white supremacist system that is in place to support those type of attitudes and has supported those type of attitudes since a long time ago. The system that is in place that makes him feel comfortable enough to come up out of his mouth with this type of foolishness. That's it. That's enough of me talking about that food right now. I'll talk to y'all later.